So welcome to a Miles Technologies podcast. This is Luke Trovato, Talent Scout with Miles Technologies, and I'm here with Matt Haydo, who is an IT implementation specialist with us here. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Anytime.
So today's topic is going to be Windows Server 2003 end of life. As most of you probably know, or we'll find out very soon, all support for Windows Server 2003 will be ending a little less than a year from now, coming July 2015. So my first question for you, Matt, is what does this mean for businesses that are still using Windows Server 2003?
Well, at this point, I think a lot of customers still have the Windows XP end of life fresh in their mind. It's important when looking at the end of life for Windows Server 2003 to look at the big picture with a customer's infrastructure. And what I mean by that is if you're running Server 2003, there's a good chance you're also running on older hardware. You probably have older applications. And there could be a lot of dependencies that go along with running Windows Server 2003. So what does it mean? It means, number one, the operating system is no longer going to be supported. If a business is bound by certain compliance requirements, chances are it will be out of compliance. And in order to upgrade, there are a lot of other components that need to be considered aside from just the operating system. Namely, it could be the hardware, it could be the applications that are running on the operating system.
So as I mentioned, the support doesn't end until July 2015, but you know, some people might think, like, okay, well, I have a little bit of time to worry about it. But why would you say it's important to start worrying about that now rather than waiting until the last minute?
And that's definitely a really important point. The main reason that I would say is applications. I just dealt with a project recently where we did a Server 2003 migration, and that was the least of our worries. The bigger, more important parts weren't the infrastructure level details, it was the applications. I mean, the applications are what run the business, they're what really matters. And because this business was running Server 2003, that also meant that they were running an older version of their core revenue generating applications. And there were three main applications that they used to run their business, that they used to generate income, that they couldn't upgrade, and it was slowing them down. So in order to migrate, we had to take a complete look at their applications, at their hardware, at their operating system, and write a detailed implementation plan. So it's not as simple as just upgrading an operating system. In this particular case, it involved getting a new server. It involved installing a new version of Windows Server, in this case 2012, and then it also involved coordinating with several application vendors to upgrade and migrate the applications. So when you think about Windows XP, there are a lot more workstations. It's a lot easier to upgrade a workstation, but it's a lengthy process. In this case, there's less servers, but there's a lot more that goes along when dealing with the server upgrade, and there's a lot more to plan for.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not as simple as just upgrading a system. It's almost as if it's like setting up a whole new system.
It really is, and it's also an opportunity to get the newer version. You know, it's not just, you know what, it's end of life, I'm not going to be supported, it's going to be insecure because I don't get patches. This can be a big opportunity to get newer versions of the software that really runs your business.
So what are some potential problems for a company if they're still using the system now, or even at, like, after service? You mentioned that they'll have some vulnerabilities or something like that. Could you mention a little more specifically about what that would entail?
Well, from an information security perspective, I mean, the biggest concern is that essentially there are bugs that are found on a regular basis. When a bug is reported, it's patched by Microsoft. So this process is still going to continue. Bugs are going to be reported, they're going to be patched. The problem here is they're not going to be patched for Server 2003. And in a worst case scenario, a bug could be reported, it could be patched, and then it could essentially be reverse engineered. So if I'm running Windows Server 2008, it has a similar code base, a vulnerability is found, and it's patched in Windows Server 2008. Somebody then takes that patch, they're able to reverse engineer it and target the same exploit in Windows Server 2003. So it's not even just that unpatched vulnerabilities will exist, it's that a lot more will be discovered because they're going to be patched for other operating systems, and people can use these patches to their to then target Windows Server 2003.
And then for a company, a lot of potentially like valuable, important, classified data could be stored on a server, right? So it could be pretty much like open season if someone were able to get in there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see it all the time with financial services companies or with companies that are storing credit card data. But there's a lot more at stake than just credit card data. Just from a security perspective, that's a very big concern. I'd say an even bigger concern is not investing in your infrastructure holds you back. So, okay, I'm going to run an unpatched operating system. I'm going to take that risk. It might come back to haunt me. That's a problem. A bigger problem is when staying with that older operating system, you could be missing out on tools that would make your business more productive. And that goes along with the software that rides on top of the operating system. I'll just throw a number out there. There's a 90% chance if you're running Windows Server 2003, you're probably also running outdated software that you use for critical tasks on a day-to-day basis. And when you update, you can also update. And it's not just about being more secure, it's about being more productive. Mm-hmm. That's, in my opinion, the major driver to updating.
In terms of doing like an upgrade, we kind of like touched on this a little bit earlier, but sort of kind of describe a little bit about what's involved in it with like the planning process. Obviously, you know, if someone decides like, oh, well, you know, I'll start thinking about it in June of 2015, then by then it might be a little too late. So kind of describe a little bit about like what's involved and, you know, maybe it's obviously not free to do, but, it, you know, in your opinion, it's something that maybe a little bit of a cost up front, but it'll pay a lot more benefit in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. So the benefits to upgrading now, a thorough planning process is definitely recommended, if not required. Let's say I run a typical small to medium-sized business. I have a domain controller, which may also be my file server. I have an application server. Maybe I have a terminal server. So if I just want to go and update all of this tomorrow, I have the potential to break a lot of things. You know, you could have printers that will no longer work. You could have applications that will no longer work. If you don't do a very carefully planned out upgrade, you really put a lot of things in jeopardy. And that's the reason to upgrade now, is because if you upgrade now, you don't upgrade now. You get the planning process started now. You know, we do a thorough evaluation of your infrastructure. You know, where are you storing your files, your data? Where are you sharing your printers from? What applications are you using? And that's another big one. If you're running an older version of the application, is that going to be compatible with Windows Server 2008 or 2012 or R2? So when planning the Server 2003 upgrade, we also have to simultaneously plan for application upgrades and for any changes that go along with those upgrades.
So unlike, you know, if you just were to upgrade a software, update an application on your own, this is probably something that you'd say, like, you probably just can't do it yourself unless you have, like, a very extensive knowledge of something that's probably best left up to an IT expert?
You could try it. I wouldn't recommend it. If you have a smaller infrastructure and you have very low downtime requirements, you could try it. I don't think that would be a good idea because there are so many dependencies and there are so many things that are intertwined on these servers. You know, even when we do these, I don't go and do an upgrade. I do a thorough analysis. So I would say you really should have some assistance when considering these upgrades and these migrations.
Anything else of note that we didn't cover that you want to talk about?
We already covered it, but I just want to kind of reiterate. One of the big things, I've read a lot of articles about, you know, end of life and how it's a security vulnerability, and you really can't overstate that fact. It is a security vulnerability, but what you don't hear a lot of is the opportunity to really be proactive. And instead of just being reactive and upgrading because you have to, you can look at what it can do for your business in the process. And that's all at the application level. You know, at the infrastructure level, it holds things together, but the application level is what really makes a business productive. And almost always when I log into a 2003 server, I see old software that a company's using to run their business. And if we were to upgrade that, it could not just mean a more secure business, it could mean a more productive business. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest point to make when looking at an upgrade is, you know, how can we really be more productive and not just do this because we have to, but do this because it's going to make our business run better.
So it's more about planning ahead, but also like planning for the right now, but also planning ahead for the future, not only just for security, but to make the business run better. If somebody's using more updated software, it's faster, it's more efficient, it's, you know, doing what it's designed to do, and it's making sure that, you know, everything is kind of up to date.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else of interesting note that we didn't touch on?
Another thing to mention when looking at these upgrades, people talk about the cloud a lot. You know, what is the cloud? A cloud is essentially, you can call it outsourcing part of your own infrastructure to somebody else's infrastructure. And when looking at some of these Server 2003 migrations, sometimes this will involve hardware, it'll involve new servers, and it could be a potential opportunity to move some of this, you know, from your own server to a cloud service. And that's one thing that's important to consider when looking at an upgrade. What's going to make the most business sense? Are we going to look at an operating system? You know, we're going to have to get the software licenses, we're going to have to get the hardware, and possibly also application upgrades. For a lot of customers, this makes sense. You know, we're going to upgrade the server, we're going to do all this in-house. In certain circumstances, it may make more sense for a number of reasons to go with the cloud service. And the reason for that, you have your uptime requirements. You know, chances are somebody else is doing this. They've got a whole data center dedicated to running this service. You have maybe a data center. Maybe you just have a server closet. But chances are the power, the uptime of the internet access, it's not going to be as great as some of these services. So from an availability standpoint, it sometimes makes sense to go with a hosted service or a cloud service. Also, from a business sense, you know, just looking at the cost, sometimes it'll also make sense to go with the cloud service. So that's one thing to consider when upgrading. Instead of keeping it all in-house, upgrading your server, your licenses, your applications, sometimes it's a good opportunity to downsize, to get rid of some of this infrastructure, because most businesses, they don't want to maintain their own in-house infrastructure. That's not their core business. So we can outsource some of this to a provider that does this, and that's all they do. A lot of times it'll cost less and it'll take less maintenance.
All right, well, yeah, that was definitely a very informative session, and hopefully all the people out there listening learned something today. A lot of interesting stuff going on with Windows Server 2003 coming to end of life in July of 2015. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.